Recently, 108 members of the Army came together in Alaska for 2 days of unsanctioned fighting. It's an annual tradition with soldiers convening in a cage to try out their hand-to-hand combat skills. The tournament fits loosely within the Army's evolving standards for what constitutes a battle-ready soldier. But as Only a Game Zachariah Hughes reports, the MMA-style fighting has less to do with battle readiness than it does with helping soldiers cope with problems they experience as the military draws down after more than a decade of combat abroad.
Sergeant John Medeiros and I are about the same size, except one of us is covered in muscles and tattoos, and the other has on skinny jeans and is holding a tape recorder. We're at the back of a gymnasium on Fort Richardson, near Anchorage, and it's day two of what the U.S. Army stationed in Alaska calls its Combatives Tournament. Nearby is the octagonal cage, where soldiers have come together to beat each other up. Medeiros is a favorite to win in his weight class after several savage victories the day before, which he recaps to a passing friend.
I got 2 bows and arrows, I got a cross collar choke, and a kimura with an inverted triangle.
Shut up.
The tournament is voluntary. It's a chance for soldiers who want to test their skills with the Army's in-house fighting style, which, in military jargon, is called the Modern Army Combatives Program, or MACP. But everyone just calls it Combatives. Like Krav Maga in the Israeli military and Sambo in Russia, Combatives is a hybrid martial art that U.S. Army troops are expected to be proficient in.
Would you like to get punched in the face?
Staff Sergeant Matthew Jones is the incoming director of the Combatives Program here at Fort Richardson. And he says the program's roots stretch back to the 90s, when Army brass heard from troops that their hand-to-hand training was irrelevant and obsolete. Just think of pugil sticks, those giant Q-tips you whack around like boat oars. Those were meant to simulate fighting an enemy with a fixed bayonet. So the Army started over.
We sent some guys to other countries. We went to Brazil, Thailand, Japan. We went to Russia. And we took all those skills and geared it towards a battlefield-ready soldier.
The result is a mashup that looks, to the untrained eye, like MMA. Some cautious boxing, a few kicks, then a slam to the mat, heralding a parade of chokes, armbars, and leg locks. It's serious business.
There's a lot of soldiers that have PTSD and that like to fight because it helps take their mind off of things that have happened.
Sergeant Sean Ehrenhold is the outgoing director of the Combatives Program on base. He is huge, by my estimates, about 3 radio reporters wide. The only reason he's not competing is because of his referee duties, but he's in his element, stalking around the octagon, wearing sanitary surgical gloves as others spar. Most matches don't make it beyond the first round, ending in grimace-inducing submissions, and one knockout even brings medics scurrying onto the mat. Combatives programs vary from base to base. Some commanders aren't too enthused and have banned tournaments to keep active duty soldiers from risking unnecessary injury. That's not the case in Alaska. There's a required course on the basics of hand-to-hand, and many choose to take more intensive courses.
Maybe this is a dumb question. What's it like to get knocked out?
It's actually pretty cool.
Aaron Holt is one of the program's most vocal defenders and insists it's far more than just blood sport. In modern war zones, soldiers may be going on house-to-house raids or conducting traffic stops and need to know how to react. Things get physical. That's why instructors practice chokeholds on each other, along with something called an Option 3 drill.
And what it is we take people or soldiers that have never been punched in their face before, and we punch them in the face. It's not a rite of passage. It's a technique to show, hey, you can get hit in the head or in the body and still be able to perform what you need to do to gain dominance.
But most of the guys I talk with say that for them, Combatives is more about dealing with stress, be it post-traumatic or otherwise. Not everyone thinks this is a good way to cope, though. Dr. Philip Baker is a clinical psychologist in Anchorage who works with veterans recovering from trauma. He says aggression in the cage may temporarily help depression and stress, but does nothing to work through the underlying source.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it for any individuals who have PTSD. It does distract you, and it does feel good to be physical like that again, but it doesn't help you in the long run get rid of it because it only reinforces those kinds of experiences you've had.
Baker concedes that it may help some as therapy, but believes it isn't worth the risks.
It possibly could be of benefit, but I personally, there's so many other ways of fighting that are much more eloquent, and they're not so dangerous or for head injuries and broken bones and things.
Took a couple to the temple and then to the jaw, and just kind of dazed me for a second. It didn't work out in my favor.
John Medeiros lost his final tournament bout for the middleweight title, but is taking it in stride, albeit with a slight limp. And unlike Dr. Baker, Medeiros is unequivocal that this helps.
I don't think I would have made it through a lot of the adversities I have in life if I hadn't built the mental strength that I have through putting myself in some crazy scenarios, and I was mentally strong enough to make it through those things because of my history. I don't have time to sit there and dwell on the things that are bothering me in life and stressing me out when my training partners and my coaches are trying to choke me and break my arms.
I asked him about those adversities in his life, but he didn't want to go into details. Now, Medeiros, who has trained in wrestling and jiu-jitsu since high school, spends a good deal of his time coaching other fighters, in part to pay forward the help he got early on.
A top priority right now in the military in general is there's a lot of suicides going on and people that just feel alone and don't have that outlet for that stress. But if I can introduce jiu-jitsu and combatives to one person that it's able to help put them in a better place and give them a better outlook on life, then I've done something positive.
With the cage nearly dismantled, bags of ice doled out, and zero reporters punched in the face, this year's combatives tournament came to a close. Medeiros' plan for celebrating that weekend was to eat a giant meal, play with his dog, and begin healing for all the fights to come. For Only a Game, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.